This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is PJ Hrabowski, music director at KUAF, host of Film Score Friday, which airs tomorrow from 10 until noon on KUAF. Welcome back.
Thank you, Kyle.
What movie are we spotlighting today?
Today, it's the 1938 version of Adventures of Robin Hood.
Errol Flynn.
Oh, yes. Errol Flynn, Olivia de Havilland. I mean, it's a wonderful movie, and a lot of wonderful things came after the movie, because of the movie, okay?
When I think of swashbuckling and that era of swashbuckler movie, this is the one I go to.
Oh, yeah.
It's brilliant Technicolor. It's Errol Flynn at his...
at his best.
Most heroic.
It is his best, yeah. Warner Brothers gave the movie a budget of $1,600,000, which was the largest sum.
Yeah, that's significant in 1938-39.
Most money they ever put toward a film that Warner did anyway until then. And as a matter of fact, it eventually reached $2 million, which was big in 1938. Now, the movie had great dialogue, wonderful performances, excellent casting. Mm-hmm. Flynn had already been seen, as you said, as a swashbuckler. He was handsome. He was 29 years old and was considered at the peak of his performance role. Now, he was called, as you were talking about, hero. They were calling him hero personified. And Olivia de Havilland was his ideal screen romantic interest. She had already been paired with Flynn in Captain Blood in 1935 and Charge of the Light Brigade in 1936. When you think about film scores, this is just an amazing film score, and we're going to talk about that, of course, but the fact that you saw this movie, you heard this music, and I mean, the music really did it for this movie, and you walk out of there and go, wow, what a great movie, and the music was so good, and I better go back to the movie so I can hear the music again, because, you know, you couldn't buy a recording, you couldn't rent the movie, and so what did you do? The movie went away, and that was it. Now, it was re-released 10 years later, and it was sold-out performances again, you know, 10 years later, which is pretty cool. From the cinematic viewpoint, the careers of Max Steiner, Franz Waxman, and Eric Wolfgang Korngold seem to have parallels in the fact that all these guys had all moved to Hollywood from a traditional classical music education in Europe. Now, out of the group, though, Korngold was by far the most promising classical composer. His dad, Julius, was a music critic in Vienna. That's like being here, a music critic in New York City. Mm-hmm. And Eric was a child prodigy. He was impressing folks like Gustav Mahler, Richard Strauss, Giacomo Puccini, and this is when he was 9 years old with his compositions. I know, what were we doing when we were nine?
I was watching Robin Hood with Errol Flynn.
Exactly. By the time he reached his 30s, he was firmly on the map as a classical composer of note, with a good number of operas in the Wagnerian style. And Korngold himself was a professor at the Vienna State Academy of Music. I want you to do me a favor. If you can run out and get The Adventures of Robin Hood, the film score, you're going to be holding one of the landmarks of film scoring. It's beautifully recorded in its complete form for the first time with conductor William Stromberg, film musicologist John Morgan, and the Moscow Symphony Orchestra. Now, this is another one of these scores that, you know, the score went away. This Mr. Morgan took the music and sat there and wrote it all, orchestrated again, note for note.
And a reason that these scores from movies in the 30s and 40s went away was because they just weren't seen as important.
No, exactly.
Even though you had someone like Korngold
right
doing it, it was just seen, this was one little element of the movie. And there just didn't seem to be musical history there.
Right. A lot of them were just lost or misplaced. Sometimes they were donated to universities and things. Sometimes they didn't want to release them. And so some of these people had to just go through and reorchestrate it note for note, which I just think is amazing. You might be asking yourself about this score and what makes it so worthy of these accolades. You might even wonder why a modern film score or why modern film score fans wouldn't be turned off by an antiquated symphonic score. Well,
You're about to tell us.
Exactly. I'll begin by saying that action-adventure scores of John Williams, from Star Wars to Indiana Jones, or Howard Shore's Lord of the Rings, would be totally different if Eric Korngold had never scored a movie. Hmm. Or had never scored The Adventures of Robin Hood. Now, as I mentioned a few moments ago, Korngold had composed quite a few operas while he was living in Vienna, and he tended to treat each film as an opera without singing. So he gave each character his or her own leitmotif and then played the various themes against each other, at the same time combining them into this very romantic texture. Let's listen to the cue, Love Scene. It could actually be the most beautiful cue on the CD, and a lot of movie and music critics say probably the most beautiful love scene music of any movie. You could go from all the action and adventure of the score from the earlier scenes to this scene, which had these beautiful strings and lush melody. The brass was used for color instead of emphasis, which kind of mirrors Robin and Marion's emotional state. One of my favorite ones is called The Fish. And it's exactly what you'd expect. The scene opens with a fish that has been caught on Robin Hood's line as he sleeps with his fishing pole dangling in the water.
Right.
Korngold won his second Oscar for this score. Now, that win was very small when you compare it to the fact that he created a score that set the pattern for symphonic scoring for years to come. The music was perfectly married to the on-screen action, and this achievement, Kyle, has rarely been matched.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up that he won the Oscar, because as you were talking, I was wondering, did he, in his time, did his contemporaries realize what he produced? And apparently they did.
Yes. Yes, they did. And I think if you asked any film score critic worth their salt what they thought of The Adventures of Robin Hood, they'd probably, you know, bow down to the music of Korngold, because it's just an incredible score. And today, it's still great.
Tomorrow is Film Score Friday from 10 until noon.
That's
what
right.
else? What else?
We'll hear music from The Piano, Far and Away, A Patch of Blue, Saving Private Ryan, Strangers on a Train, The Disappearance of Garcia Lorca, and Emma.
Sounds like a great show tomorrow beginning at 10 on KUAF. PJ Hrabowski, as always, thanks.
Thanks, Kyle.